Senior Story, How to Save a Life. Chapter 5, Shadows End. Bella was grumpy after losing her Minecraft privilege for the week. But when Nathan and Dexter arrived, she perked up. She let them in, then closed the door so Oscar wouldn't escape again. Oscar was practically climbing the gate when he saw Dexter. Bella grabbed the leash. "If you learn to come when I call, then we won't need this leash or a gate," she told Oscar. As they walked to the yard, Bella noticed how often Dexter gazed up at Nathan. Oscar, on the other hand, was tugging on the leash with his eyes fixed upon Dexter. "I really want Oscar to be as obedient as Dexter is," said Bella. "How in the world did you ever get him to be so well trained?" "I used the if-then method," Dexter said. "If he did what I was teaching him, then he would get a treat. He had to do it perfectly before he got a treat, so I knew he would obey when it really mattered. A couple years ago, I learned that a disobedient dog can quickly become a disabled dog." "What do you mean?" asked Bella. "Shadow was my first dog. I was pretty good about training him, but I wasn't strict enough about making him come the first time I called. It was March, and the ice on our pond was getting soft. Shadow and I had been ice skating a lot that winter. Well, he didn't skate, but he chased me. We headed out to check the ice, but he saw a rabbit and took off. The rabbit made it across the pond just fine, but I wasn't sure if Shadow would be too heavy. I called him 3 times, but he was determined to get that rabbit. He hit a soft spot and fell through. By the time I reached him, he was frantic since his back legs were in the freezing water while he tried to pull himself out. But it was too slippery. My dad came running and finally rescued him, but he ended up losing one of his legs. Then it got infected a few weeks later, and he died." Bella was almost in tears by the time Nathan finished. "So, when I got Dexter, I made sure I would never let that happen again. It took lots of daily work and patience. But now I have a best friend that will never run away and that loves me as much as I love him."